KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of sports here on KJAN. It's brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. In high school sports, the Hawkeye 10 cross-country championships were held yesterday in Denison. And on the boys' side, Craig Allen Becker won a Hawkeye 10 title. And it was the Trojans finishing third there as a team on the boys' side. Becker ran a time of 16:25.18 to beat out Trey Gross of Harlan and Ethan Eichhorn of Lewis Central for that individual crown. The boys' team finishing with 77 points. Glenwood was the champion with 63. Lewis Central came in second with 70. And then it was Harlan in fourth, followed by Kemper Catholic, Clarinda, St. Albert, Denison, Red Oak, and Shenandoah. And after those top three individuals with Becker, Gross, and Eichhorn, it was Nathan Sell of Lewis Central and Baylor Bergen of Red Oak rounding out the top five. On the girls' side, the Atlantic girls got third, and Taylor McCready with a third-place finish as well individually there at that meet. The Trojans with 75 points to finish in third behind Glenwood, who won it with 42. Harlan was second with 57. Creston finished fourth with 114. Then Lewis Central rounded out the top five. Shenandoah, Red Oak, Kemper Catholic, and Denison the rest of the field. Braylon Baker of Creston won back-to-back titles with a time of 19:51.75. Emma Hughes of Glenwood was runner-up. Taylor McCready of Atlantic then in third. Mason Hartley of Clarinda was fourth. And Kaya Beaker of Harlan finished in fifth. Atlantic also got a 14th place finish from Ava Rush and a 16th place finish from Claire Pellet there on their way to nice finish there at the Hawkeye 10 Championships. And on the boys' side, Atlantic, aside from Becker in the top spot, Zane Berg was 8th, Drew Engler was 14th, Easton Williams came in 16th there to help lead the Trojans. In other cross-country action, the Panorama girls and Madrid boys ran their way to West Central Activities Conference cross-country titles on Thursday at Lake Panorama. Claire Kelly of Van Meter and Jason Renzi of Madrid won individual titles. On the girls' side, Panorama with 50 points to win it. Van Meter was second, followed by Des Moines Christian, ACGC, and Earlham the top five. Individually, Claire Kelly of Van Meter the winner. Lily Dixon of Earlham was second, and Riley Sloss of ACGC came in third. Ella Waddle of Panorama was fourth. Mary Kelly of Van Meter came in fifth. On the boys' side, it was Madrid with 41 points to win it. Des Moines Christian came in second with 47. Earlham, ACGC, and Ogden round out the top five. Jason Renzi of Madrid there with that title. Clay Pell, his teammate, was second. Carson Hogue of Des Moines Christian came in third. Jaden Dixon of Earlham was fourth. And Aaron Feinart of Des Moines Christian was fifth. Trevin Sewer of ACGC came in 10th. That's a look at that West Central Activities Conference cross-country action. Also, in other cross-country, at Mount Air, the Ron Landfair Invitational was held, and it was Mount Air winning the girls' title with 56 points. Twin Cedars came in second. Cam was third, followed by Southwest Valley, Wayne, Central Decatur, and East Union. Riley Duncan of Twin Cedars was the individual champ with a time of 20:28.28, and Jalen Knutson of Melcher Dallas came in second. McKenna Hogan of Lennox was the third-place finisher. On the boys' side, it was Maryville, Missouri, winning it with 54 points. Nottoway Valley came in second with 65. Southeast Warren, Wayne, Ankeny Christian, Cam, Central Decatur, Orient Maxburg, East Union, and Martinsdale St. Mary's, the rest of the field. Randy Jimenez of Southeast Warren was the individual champ, running a time of 16:34.01. Garrett Dumke of Maryville was second, and Jag Gallifin of Maryville also came in third. Toby Bauer and Doug Berg of Nottoway Valley were fourth and fifth, respectively, there. That's the Ron Landfair invite. Moving on then from cross country to high school volleyball action last night in Hawkeye 10 play. It was Ankeny Centennial and Sergeant Bluff Luton both going 2-0 sweeps over Kemper Catholic. Red Oak picked up 2-0 wins in a triangular over Coon Rapids Bayard and Griswold. And then in the other matchup there, it was Coon Rapids Bayard, a 2-0 sweep of Griswold. Also, Shenandoah, a 2-0 winner over Southwest Valley. And then they lost to Thomas Jefferson, 2-1. And it was St. Albert, a 3-0 sweep over Clarinda in Hawkeye 10 play as well last night. And also part of that triangular there with Southwest Valley, TJ and Shan. Southwest Valley, a 2-0 sweep over Thomas Jefferson. In Western Iowa Conference play at the Western Iowa Conference Tournament, in the consolation match, it was Missouri Valley going a 3-0 win over Logan Magnolia. And then the championship win to Underwood as they go a 3-0 sweep over Tri-Center. 25-15, 25-14, and 26-24. There is Underwood. It's your Western Iowa Conference Tournament champion. Other WIC action, there was a triangular last night. AHSTW picking up a couple of wins. 2-0 over IKM Manning and 2-1 over Ottoman. Ottoman a 2-1 win over IKM Manning as well. In other Rolling Valley play, Woodbine picked up a 3-0 sweep over Essex. In another Pride of Iowa match, it was Wayne, a 3-0 sweep of Clark. And in a couple of other scores, it was Abraham Lincoln falling in 2-0 sweeps to Millard South and Lincoln East. That's a look at your high school volleyball scoreboard from last night. Moving on to high school football, first round of the postseason on the way here tonight. The playoffs getting underway, and we'll have one for you in eight-man action, the Cam Cougars hosting the Griswold Tigers in a rematch of their week one meeting of the regular season. The Cougars won that first meeting back on August 28th handily, 60-8, and now a trip to the second round is on the line. Both teams have first-year head coaches, so the first meeting of the season contained a lot of unknowns. Cam head coach Barry Bowers said, "It'll be a little different here this second time around, with both teams now having a chance to be a little bit more familiar with what they'd like to do."
Well, I think any time that you play a team, it's always going to be tougher than the first time around, just simply because, it's at bigger stakes right now, But from the standpoint at the very beginning, a new coach, new system and things like that, you were kind of unsure what you were going to get, play them in the first game of the season. And I'm sure they were thinking the exact same thing on their part. So now all of a sudden you've got a year's worth of game films on each side, so now you can kind of prepare just a little bit differently.
The Cougars have played sound defense throughout the season and have a big play capable offense led by running back Lane Speaker. Speaker had a big night in that first meeting with two passing, two rushing, and two return touchdowns against the Tigers. Griswold head coach Chase Wallace said his team will need to play fundamentally sound against the Cougars.
They got some speed. They're well coached. The Speaker kid is a handful, and they got a bunch of other guys that are tough as well. So we really got to do our assignments and take care of what we have to stay in the game. Most importantly, we really need to, if we're going to have any chance, we got to take care of the ball and limit our own mistakes.
The Tigers have had most of their success on the ground, but have been trying to work in more passing to the new system. Coach Bauer has been impressed with the backfield and how the Tigers have improved up front. And despite the lack of success in the win column, Coach Wallace has been impressed by the positive attitude and fight from his team. You'll hear full interviews with both coaches during our pregame for the contest tonight here on KJN. We'll start the night with our pick'em show, Who's Going to Win at 6, followed by pregame at 6:30, and kickoff will be at 7. Mike Smith will join me from the call from Anita here on AM 1220, FM 101.1, and audio online at KJN.com. Other matchups in the first round of the playoffs here tonight in Class 4A, it'll be Thomas Jefferson hosting Sioux City West. In a Class 3A play, it'll be ADM at Bondurant Farrar, and also Crestonia Maxburg at Lewis Central, Norwalk at Glenwood. In Class 2A action, Des Moines Christian at Albia. The winner of that one will move on to take it on Atlantic in the next round. Also, Red Oak is at Greene County, and Shenandoah is at Clarinda. In Class 1A play, it will be ACGC at Pleasantville, also West Central Valley at Underwood, Colfax Mingo at Woodward Granger, and Missouri Valley at East Sac County. In Class A play, it'll be Wayne at Earlham, Nottoway Valley at North Mahaska, Sydney goes to St. Albert, West Monona's at Woodbury Central, Tri-Center at Lawton Bronson, IHSTW travels to Riverside, and it will be IKM Manning at Southwest Valley. An eight-man play here tonight, Bowyer Valley is at West Harrison, also Arweva goes to Kingsley Pearson, River Valley's at Harris Lake Park, it's Bedford at Ottoman, East Mills at Lenox, that Griswold at Cam game, Stanton Essex is at Murray, Xyra EHK goes to Fremont Mills, and Glidden-Ralston is at Woodbine. And in a note from the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs have signed running back Le'Veon Bell 2 days after he was released from the New York Jets. The move adds another potential dynamic offensive player to an offense that already features Pat Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, and Travis Kelce. Bell was cut by the Jets after a disappointing tenure in New York that lasted less than two full seasons. Bell and coach Adam Gase appeared not to mesh since the running back signed a four-year, $52.5 million contract with $35 million guaranteed last year as a free agent. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports has been brought to you here this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.